In a speech today in Anchorage, ConocoPhillips Alaska President Joe Marushak said the company is looking at the potential for oil development in the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge. But Conoco's main focus is farther west in the National Petroleum Reserve Alaska, or NPRA, where the company is pursuing a series of major projects. Last week, the company announced the first oil production from a drill site in NPRA called Greater Moose's Tooth 1. This month, Conoco is also likely to get a key federal approval for another oil development in NPRA called Greater Moose's Tooth 2. And the company is laying plans for a much bigger oil development nearby called the Willow Project. In his speech, Marushak called these projects part of a new wave of oil production in Alaska, something he called a North Slope Renaissance. Elizabeth Harbaugh of Alaska's Energy Desk caught up with Marushak in the hallway after his speech and asked him what a North Slope Renaissance could mean for the state.
We believe there's the opportunities for hundreds of thousands of barrels of incremental production to come on over the next, let's say, 5 to 10 years. Now, it doesn't all come on all at the same time. It kind of gets feathered in different things. But we still believe there's the opportunity for hundreds of thousands of barrels of incremental production over this time period.
So a couple years ago when I got here, there was real concern about the future of the Trans-Alaska Pipeline and low flow. Does this mean that that is not a concern anymore?
Well, we have to maintain a stable fiscal environment, and we've got to make sure that the regulations are in place that allows us to develop these and get permits on a timely fashion. But yeah, I think that if those two things are maintained, we've got to be able to weather these cycles, these up and down cycles in oil. We still have to worry about low flow at some point in time, but I think if we can get some of these things, these projects moving forward, that'll go a long way to solving that problem for a long time.
A lot of these developments are happening in a region where there's lots of wildlife, there's a community that Nuiqsut cares very deeply about subsistence. So as these developments move forward, can Conoco make sure the impacts don't add up in a negative way?
We do that, yes. We obviously, there's a lot of consultation that goes through. We try to operate in an environmentally very sensitive fashion. We do lots and lots of studies on fish and wildlife, and we share that with folks. So, we believe that these developments can happen in an environmentally sensitive way, and it's really important to us that we do that. It's just good business for us to do that, too.
So oil prices are up around $80. What does that mean for everything Conoco has planned, and does it mean you might be able to hire more Alaskans?
So these developments that we're doing, especially with the Willow Project, will mean lots of opportunity for Alaskans. And it's extremely important to me that we do look carefully. ConocoPhillips does look carefully at what Alaskans can do and what they can participate in. We'll be working, obviously, with the unions in order to develop these opportunities. We need a lot of labor on them.
On the oil price, though, I think I was hearing you say you don't think that $80 a barrel oil is here to stay necessarily. Why is that?
So we are not good at predicting oil prices. So what we've decided we need to do is we need to make sure we've got our costs that are maintained at a low enough fashion that we can weather these cycles. And we believe there will be cycles. There's $80 now. We didn't necessarily see that coming. We certainly didn't see a $28 oil coming in 2015. But we've got ourselves in a position where we think we can be competitive as we go through these cycles over time.
I think I heard you mention up there, and this is a good question to clarify, that you saw ANWR as a potential opportunity. What did you mean by that? Are we going to expect Conoco to show up at a lease sale if the feds hold one?
Well, we're looking at it. I can't tell you for sure yet because we're looking at it. But just like all opportunities, we look and see if it makes sense for us to be there or not, and we'll look at this one too.
That was Elizabeth Harbaugh of Alaska's Energy Desk talking to ConocoPhillips Alaska President Joe Marushak.